What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
The boys are 6-2. This episode of Bustin' with the Boys is presented by Barstool Sports. The boys are 6-2. Huge win against the Bears. Huge shout out to the defense, third down defense specifically. We got a lot of ground to make up. I think we're still ranked 32nd, but we're climbing, and we're climbing fast. We're coming up on, I think, the Panthers. We're right on their heels. But the boys are flying around. They're getting in the quarterback's face. They're making plays in the back end. The boys, the linebackers, matter of fact, our guests today, Jayon Brown and Rashawn Evans, we have them both on today. They're flying around making plays. I think Jayon had a little 10-piece and a sack. So shout out the boy. It is a great day to have a victory Monday. It's a great day to have a victory Tuesday if you're listening on Tuesday. Or if it's Wednesday, fuck it, dude. Victory Wednesday. But we got Victory Monday merch in the Barstool Sports Store. So you can go to barstoolsports.com, click store, go under brand Bustin' with the Boys. You're going to see Victory Monday merch. You're going to see the Boys Lightning Tee. You're going to see the light blue The Boys Trucker Foam Hat. You're going to see For the Boys Rope Hat, Run Left Rope Hat. You're going to see it all. Have fun in our store. Go shopping. Holiday season's coming up. But have a day in the Bustin' store. But we also, hang on now, we got a quick turnaround. We got 4 days. It's Monday now. So 3 days, something like that until Thursday. And the way it works on a quick turnaround week, there's no practice, a lot of walkthroughs. It's big mental rep days. A lot, you got to be locked in meetings while you're recovering with your body. You know, usually you have like a couple off days, Monday, Tuesday-ish. Not when you have a quick turnaround on Thursday. You got to get right to it. Like right now, I'm recording this intro. It's Monday morning. We got a long day. We're going to be in the building till around 6 p.m. But the boys got to start getting it in and get ready for the Colts on Thursday. Your boy, Willie C., I got to give a great look to the offense. My duties this week, my role this week, is the most important role of all time. And that's pretend to be Darius Leonard. I'm going to have to scale down a little bit since I'm a little better than him. I got to pretend to be Darius Leonard. I got to give a great look at practice. And I got to make sure this offense and these boys are clicking on all cylinders. I got to make sure the boy, stud, Derrick Henry, is ready to go this Thursday with them fresh legs, dude. But huge week ahead for the boys. It's just been an awesome weekend. We're also going to be throwing a watch party. We're going to be at watch party, Acme Feed and Seed, Bustin' with the Boys crew. We're going to be there Thursday doing the tailgating, the watch party, all this stuff. So we're going to have giveaways. We're going to be slinging merch. We're going to be having a great time. You can follow us and stay up to date with us at BustinWTB on Instagram and Twitter, because we'll be dropping a link to RSVP to get tickets, the packages, all that fun stuff. It's going to be awesome. We need to show out and show up, boys. Speaking of, while I'm on the whole following us and doing all that kind of shit thing, subscribe to the boys, rate 5 stars. If you are subscribed, please kindly unsubscribe right now and then resubscribe to the boys, because that helps boost the ratings. That helps climb the ladder. That's like how we, that's how we hack it. That's how we hack the, that's how we hack the election in the podcast world. So go subscribe to the boys. Also on YouTube, a little secret on YouTube this week. So, we're doing the episode and we're reminiscing on when I did the Vrabel skit back in 2018 in training camp. Vrabel's first year, all of our first year with Vrabel. And the rookie skit was really bad. The rookie skits were really bad. The rookie talent show. So the boy, I get up there and I do a Vrabel impression. Lasts about 5 minutes. We have it. We found it on video. And so that is going to be on our YouTube. It will not be on our audio. We will not talk about the Vrabel skit really at all in the audio. So if you're a YouTube watcher, you'll get to see me do Vrabel's imitate Vrabel back in training camp in 2018 that you've heard about before. But that's a lot of fun. Just a little thing. So subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bustin' with the Boys, and you'll get it all there. Now to the episode. This is a short intro. I'm fired up that we're flying through this intro. We have on Jayon Brown and Rashawn Evans. Jayon went to UCLA. We've had him on the pod before. He's a fellow boy. Linebacker for the Titans. He just got a 10-piece tackle, a sack, TFL, he got a PBU, he was all over the field yesterday. Rashawn Evans, linebacker, five-star recruit that went to Alabama, so we got some good recruiting stories between him and Auburn because he grew up right next to Auburn. He played with Reuben Foster. Their team was insane in high school. Rashawn's been taking heads since he was in elementary school. So we talk about his style of play. We talk about him on the Titans getting drafted, how he came in and basically took the position that I am in. But a lot of good talk, a lot of good stuff with him. Their favorite plays. We talk some of the best linebacker duos around the league since they're a great linebacker duo themselves, a young inside backer duo for the Titans. But a great episode. So much laughter. This episode was done in July. I was not on the Titans yet, and you're going to catch on to that pretty quickly in the beginning because we're basically catching up, talking about how much we've missed each other. Like you, we were singing Kumbaya, laughing together. It was a blast. You guys are going to laugh a lot. You guys are going to enjoy this episode. But before we get into the episode, we got to shout out our boys at Chevy Silverado. Shout out to Chevy Silverado. No free shout outs. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. The boys at Chevy are in the lab making the biggest, boldest, and most commanding body of work ever, and this truck turns heads. A partner with grit and determination, anything's possible when you are in a Silverado. When you are wanting to tailgate, haul stuff like that new big screen TV to watch the boys, when you're wanting to haul that tailgate equipment to the parking lot to watch the boys, when you're towing boats, trailers, RVs, when you're off-roading, moving day, road trips, any of it. Chevy Silverado is the truck to be in, boys, because when your boy asks you, what are you driving, you want to confidently look at him, you want to tip your cap, you want to wink, and you want to say, I drive that Chevy Silverado, because it gives you that confidence and it gives you that toughness that you need. What do you think it takes to be the best? What do some of the most legendary boys have in common? To be on top, you got to be strong like Chevy. You have to be ahead of the game and forward thinking like the boys in the Chevy lab. You have to work harder than anyone else. You have to come through when everyone else is giving in. It takes grit. It takes toughness. It takes all of it. And you can't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Just like the top tier boys, Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, dependable. You need to take your cute little ass to the closest Chevy dealership and you need to tell them the boys sent you and you need to get your life. You need to change your life for 2021, new year, new me, and you need to do it in a Chevy Silverado. Shout out the boys, man. Drop the hook. This is going to be a phenomenal episode, and you guys are going to laugh a lot.
Early, but we couldn't wait for this. There's no doubt.
I was like, Rashawn ain't coming.
Do you have an option?
Rashawn ain't coming.
No, I don't.
All right. Nothing, come on. Yeah, please. Come out this way, though.
Bro, this shit hard. Yeah.
Right?
This shit fire.
Jayon, I was thinking about it. Jayon's the first repeat. What's up, Alex?
No, he's not. Michael Chandler is.
Well, he guest hosted.
Iffy. Yeah.
But having, he's like a guest.
Yes.
Chandler was on as like helping host.
Yeah.
This shit hard.
And you was in the old spot.
Yeah, I thought that's where we were going.
Yo, well, we got to talk about this at the top.
Stop it, we own it already.
I know, we got to wait.
We're clipping already, huh?
We got to wait.
He clipped it.
Oh, fuck, let's go, dude.
This shit hard, man.
You got the same crib?
Yeah, same crib.
I can't wait to like when this shit get like super big and like y'all get like a big ass warehouse and I could be like, yeah, I remember y'all started out in the bus.
That shit gonna be hard.
With the AC coming in the window, bro. That's the story right there, but you can tell your kids that shit.
Last time I came here, they smacked my coffee out of my hand.
Not me. Taylor kicked it off, remember, didn't he?
Kicked it off, yeah. It was empty though.
I said, oh shit, that's in town.
Oh, he's going to go crazy then.
Hold back. Entire back.
It's hard.
That's going to take a couple of days.
He
ain't finna make rave shit then.
Oh, no. They went yesterday.
He'll probably stop it, go to rave shit. And then come back. Because the guy's, he flew him in from Michigan or something.
The screen's on. You said that.
Man, he better get a big bottle of whiskey. Big bottle of.
Ain't nobody out here.
Yeah.
I want to get my leg finished.
Are we rolling?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. How long have we been?
Since you walked in.
Really?
Learn it from the
Oh, good deal. So we got all that stuff. Uh-huh. We'll be able to tease and promo.
Bro, I don't even know how to put on these headphones.
Just put them on like headphones. How is he going to act
they
like...
They shaped weird. They shaped
he's on a
weird.
Podcast now and he acts like he don't know how they to put on headphones.
They shaped weird, bro.
Oh, they shaped weird or you don't want to put them on your head?
No, they shaped weird, bro. Like, it looked like if this Taylor shit, his head disformed. Hey, look, bro, look.
It works just... Yeah, but...
Why is look, it bent like that? His head not that big.
All you got to do is... All it's doing is releasing. Like, making
it's
it bigger.
Bent, though. It's bent.
Yes. Oh man, this shit gonna be good.
Hey, get your mic right.
Get me right, man.
There's Jack.
I can't check, hear check mic one.
Can y'all hear yourself?
Check mic
yeah,
one,
can you?
Two.
Nah, I can't. Am I plugged?
Can you hear us?
No.
Turn him up.
Check mic one, two.
Jayon's mic's off.
We on, we on.
Oh, he's not even plugged in.
We on.
Hey, we got Rashawn on, dude. Hey, I can't wait.
Hey.
Oh, he got him plugged in somewhere? Oh, yeah, Zach will come to it.
They be sabotaging me every time I walk in here.
They be fucking with you.
Yeah, they be fucking every time I walk in here, bro.
I don't, you know, don't put me in that category.
You in that category.
How am I in that category?
Hey, Sean, did you see the...
You're going to act like we just haven't had a friendship the entire time.
Bro,
like, I know Taylor disrespects you kicking off your thing.
Man.
But don't put me in that same level.
I'm back. They need to sponsor me. Ugly mug, coffee.
Where's that at? Nashville, I guess?
Yeah. It was right down the street.
That shit look, it tastes good, though.
Iced coffee in the summer?
I'm going to slide down there.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, I hear perfect.
Make sure the mic is close. You see how close it is to the mic?
Mic check one, two.
You can sit back, just pull it to you.
Mic check one, two.
I don't want you on here talking in the soft, like, subtle little Jayon voice. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
Like, I want the Jayon that's in the locker room that...
He want that turnt?
Yeah.
Yes.
He want that turnt.
You like to be reserved a little bit, I feel like, when people are either filming you or you're kind of like out in your Cali world,
mm-hmm.
uninterrupted, I feel like you like to have like a different posture about yourself. Is there some truth to that?
I guess so. Maybe, because I'll be fucking around a lot. So I got a serious side though.
I know, but you have your big personality.
I know. I show it.
That's
though.
Why I wanted both of you on, because I know where Sean's.
You know
bring
I'm gonna go. You know
he,
I'm gonna bring
he
it every
it
time.
Out of
you know I don't care.
That's all I'm saying. I knew that would happen. Taylor's like, "Oh, who are you gonna get?" I was like, "Dude, I'll figure something out." Just because you can't do a pod, so I'll get the boys on. We'll have like a linebacker roundtable.
Absolutely.
It's been too long, Will. The three of us back together.
We miss you, bro.
It really has, bro.
I miss y'all.
We
miss you, bro.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Hey.
Oh, we got a new replacement for you, though.
Who?
Nick has been holding it up, bro. He gets everything right.
Really?
He's the first one to answer with everything.
He'd be on it.
He answers everything right.
What's
man.
His name? The dude Nick. From the Chargers?
Yeah. Nick. Cool dude.
Solid. Good at special teams.
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's going to be probably.
Yeah. That's no slight of DB. Shout out DB. I love DB.
Oh, yeah. That's
Pro
my dog.
DB.
That's my
Team
dog,
DB all day long.
Yes, sir.
But I know y'all got him.
Oh, absolutely.
The new guy, Nick.
I need to hit him up, man. I ain't talked to him in a minute, too.
DB?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still in town? Yeah, he's still in town.
I'm going to hit him up, though.
I think he's just set up here. You know, he grew up in Memphis. He's always repping Memphis.
He stayed repping Memphis.
Did you go out there for his camp?
I didn't get a chance to, because you know I was having mine.
Oh, yeah.
You had a camp?
Well, I had a camp. The first year, my rookie season, I went back to my hometown back in Auburn, had a camp for the first time. Pretty good turnout, actually.
Really?
But this year, obviously, with the coronavirus shit, it kind of knocked it out the way. But hopefully, if they come up with a plan where we can kind of get, you know, a lot of people all in one place and still be able to practice social distancing.
Right.
I might be able to do it, though. I still want to do it.
I would
for
say
the kids.
You probably won't be able to just because we only have, how many weeks left? 7 weeks left before you guys got to report
if
the camp?
That, yeah.
How many kids did you get the first time?
Oh, man. It was close to about... It was over 100, maybe. Oh, it was close. It was pretty close
that's
to that.
A solid turnout.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. You have a football camp?
I do not have a football camp.
You need to get your football camp.
I feel like I want to do something different than a football camp.
Because you feel like a lot of... there's enough football camps out there?
Especially where
you
I'm
probably
from.
Grew up. I was going to say, especially where you grew
like
up.
We got DeSean Jackson got his. Mercedes Lewis got his. John Ross got his. What else? Did I say Juju?
Do they even know who Jayon Brown is out there?
Of course.
Do you get more love here in Nashville or more love where you're from?
Like in Long Beach or in L.A.?
Let's start with Long Beach first.
Long Beach, yeah. I get love, but I'm more.
You get more love in Long Beach than you do Nashville?
No, no, no. Well, I don't be going back. I haven't been home in a minute. I've been out here for a while, so.
Probably because you get more love out here. Do you get more love in Nashville or do you get more love back home?
You know what? I actually think I get more love out here. But then again, it's kind of iffy because you know how my recruiting process went. I chose Alabama over Auburn, so it was a little iffy those first couple years in college.
Why is that?
Well, because you got to think, Alabama is, we live and breathe football. There is no NFL team. There is no NHL team. There is no any other
sport. Yeah, yeah, Alabama's yeah, like, it's like football breeding ground.
Football is like heaven for us. So when you change, appreciate that, sir. When you change. Get
him right, Will, get him right. I see he, like, he likes communicating, looking at me, so I just got to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's mine now.
Yeah. But like when you do something like that, you come straight out the backyard of Auburn. Like I was maybe like 5 minutes from the university.
Of Auburn?
Of Auburn, University of
so
Auburn.
So you were expected to go to Auburn.
Man, they were expecting me to go to Auburn. I would go over there all the time. Like, they were expecting me to already be on the roster. There was that website that they put out when, maybe before I actually committed on ESPN, they put a website out already making me a guy on the roster already.
For Auburn?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still out there. You can go look it up. But they put me out there right before I even committed.
They just assumed
like I was going to be on there. And then all of a sudden I switched and I was like, yeah, I put my hat on. I was like, I'm going to University of Alabama. Everybody was like, okay.
Is your hometown about more about Auburn or is it kind of split?
I would think it's actually more Auburn, obviously because of the territory.
So
but then again, you got like bits and pieces of Alabama fans that came out when I did do it. It was almost kind of like people when I went against the grain, people were kind of like, you do know I was an Alabama fan, too, as well.
Yeah, it
was
kind of like now I can be a fan because you.
Yeah, it was like on some stuff like that. So but ever since then, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did.
Do you get a lot of shit for it, though?
Hell yeah. I've had people, like, give me death threats. I done people, like...
Really?
Hope you break your leg. All type of shit. Like,
that was nuts.
Like, you know, my mom and my dad, we wanted to start a business, a little cooking business called the End Zone Sports Grill down in Auburn. And they were trying to vandalize it. They had put on maybe, like, this little website where, you know, they put out something where people can come in and grab items. Like, it was like an open house type situation, and they put it on the internet. I don't know who did it, but
basically advertising, saying, hey, you can come get what you want.
Yeah, but basically, they were, like, breaking in and entering into the place. So, I done had some shit going on, man.
There ain't none of that going on.
No.
We don't have those problems. The South, bro, like, y'all football experience is so different from ours on the West Coast, like.
Shoot, even different from Midwest. Y'all both play ball all year round in your schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Not in Missouri.
How'd they go?
It's just like seasonal. It's like football season's coming, so you start training in the summer, and then you get ready for camp, and then you go from camp into the season. Then when the season's done, you're done until the next summer. There's no spring ball. We don't have meetings like that. Like, if we prepare for an opponent in high school, if I can remember right, it would be we just met on Monday and just talked about stuff they did, and then the rest of the week we just practice.
Damn.
We're not having meetings and then going to practice. Like, some high schools run it like a little college.
Meetings, that's exactly what they do.
Practice, meetings, practice every day, not where I was at.
Crazy, huh?
That's nuts.
Look, you could tell I was already balding at the time.
He said, "You can already tell I was balling."
I was that stressed out. I was already.
You weren't even trying to save it either.
I wasn't. I didn't care.
You cared.
No. I'm gonna tell you why I didn't care because
we're talking about Rashawn Balding right now.
No, listen. This is
as you guys are watching. You'll see the photo.
This is in high school, so this is what makes it even more funnier because
you're not 6'3". Let's get that out the way.
No, listen. You gotta think. Hold on. Everybody knows a recruiter. Yeah, you gotta add that in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
15 at your position. He was eating.
Position star
one.
Position
star.
No, listen. When they said star, that's exactly the position that they wanted me to play.
What is star? I just figured it's
like a nickel.
Like
a nickel.
Oh,
like they wanted me to play like a safety position.
I thought you was an outside linebacker. I was an outside linebacker.
I was being recruited, you know, by other teams. I was being recruited as an outside linebacker, but they were like, no, we feel like you can play star, which was the nickel in that defense.
Was it nickel or is it like the rover for Florida State? to where your
it was actually
kind of
it was
box.
Actually kind of like that.
Okay,
it was actually kind of like that. So I mean, I was like, I mean, I understand what y'all
it's
trying
like
to
Jay
do
on now.
Yeah, like
how?
Because you can play a lot of different spots. That's good though.
That's actually a compliment though.
Yeah, you're not a physical hitter like my man over
sneak
here.
Sneak dissing.
No, it's not sneak dissing. Hey. You're a finesse player, baby.
Finesse, you already know.
Finesse. It's a finesse day.
You know who you went to high school with, too, remember?
Rashawn?
Yeah.
Who?
Ruben Foster.
Oh, they were in the same fucking high school.
We went to the same high school. It was crazy.
And that
they both went to Bama, too.
Nuts.
Yes.
They both went to Bama. Look, I got some stories for y'all.
Did y'all talk about that?
Man.
Did y'all talk about that? Like,
what you were... Me and Ruben, at the time when we was talking, when I was getting recruited by Alabama, you know, he was already there. He already did a year there. And he was really one of the main people that kind of made me go to Alabama. Yeah. I was like, well, shoot, I want to play with you again. Like, let's ride. He was like, all right, let's do it. So I ended up committing. Me and him, I remember coming in my freshman year automatically. My first year, we were already getting ready to play. What, for the national championship? We were one game away.
Yeah.
I mean, we were playing against Ohio State. That was when Ezekiel Elliott went crazy, went stupid.
Yeah, everyone's hyped when Alabama loses.
Yeah, ever since then, that's when Ezekiel Elliott was like Ezekiel Elliott now that you see. So,
Missouri.
Yeah.
Ezekiel's from Missouri.
I mean, me and Ruben, man, we got some crazy stories, bro. I remember, like, just my...
Are you talking about high school or college?
College, basically me coming out of high school and him being in college, those recruiting stories. Like, I just remember when I first came in there, they were already trying to get me to commit already because they were like, look, you got Ruben here. You know, you got somebody that's familiar with you. Why would you not commit? And I was like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I got a whole nother squad like Auburn over there. Yeah. They were wanting me to commit as well on the spot.
Who'd you like growing up?
I liked Auburn.
Yeah.
My family was Auburn.
Most of them was Auburn.
It was a split family. It was
Auburn,
and then it was Alabama. I had a couple cousins that graduated from Alabama, so it was kind of split. So by me, when I first committed to Alabama, it wasn't, you know, the family wasn't on some like, oh, I can't believe you went against the heritage of, you know,
of us.
It was more like, well, shoot, now you on the other side. So every time the Iron Bowl come around, I mean, it's crazy.
Did you pay attention? Did you pay any mind to anybody else recruiting, or was it just Alabama and Auburn?
He took a trip to UCLA.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Did Jayon host you?
I did not host
No,
him.
It was no, Anthony Barr.
But I was with him.
Anthony Barr.
Oh, you were with him that night?
I was
night?
With him, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you remember from Rashawn Evans that night?
Rashawn had a wild night.
Yeah. I mean, what would you expect any different? You wouldn't expect any different from me. Like, I remember when I first went out to Anthony Barr, he took me on my official visit. I took official visit out there, obviously, because I was like, it's L.A., why would I not?
Yeah.
So I took official visit out
there. We knew he wasn't coming.
Yeah. I was already like, look, I'm going to at least enjoy this recruiting process. Why don't I go to L.A.? So I went out there to L.A. They took me out there. I was with another guy named Ayo. He was like an engineer. Ayo was the party dude.
He's just a plug.
He's the plug.
He had all the girls. He had all the girls, you know. He was one of those guys where you go to where, you know, if you want a situation to happen, he was the guy that'll lay it up for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Ollie-U. So I was with him the whole time. And I could just tell you, bro, that whole night was like, it was crazy. Like, I went to like four or five different parties that whole night.
Yeah, don't get too detailed.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, we all know.
We have to edit it out.
I'm sitting here like, Rashawn, he out here telling stories.
Yeah. We're going to have to edit, boys.
Hey, man, look.
Will's telling stories about your trip, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Y'all at UCLA after he left?
Bro,
the legend of Rashawn
nuts,
Evans?
That's how nuts he went.
Bro. Give me something that's appropriate. It's probably not appropriate, but explain it in an appropriate way.
Bro, there's no way.
Like, I don't know any other way. Like, I don't know any other way. Like, it's like, come on.
You are basically, you're like, what can I say? Like, when people stereotype athletes going on recruiting visits, mm-hmm. like, what was the basketball movie? Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, when he goes on a recruiting visit,
it was like you. I promise you, it felt exactly like that.
Really?
It felt like that. I'm not gonna cap.
Was UCLA your best visit?
Ooh, it was a toss-up between that and Alabama.
Alabama really showed out.
They showed out. They definitely showed out. They definitely, you know, put their best foot forward for a fact. So, I mean, I can't cap about that at all.
Sorry, Jay. I'm gonna find questions for you too.
Man, we good. We rolling.
You know, we gotta have fun with Rashawn. We have Rashawn on the bus, dude. No, what was I gonna ask? It was something about okay. In your opinion, not based on experience,
okay,
is does the SEC and them trying to pay recruits to come in? Do you think that's true? Not based on what you've seen or know factually, just. If you were allegedly, if you were just saying, I would assume it happens.
I mean,
this episode of Bustin' with the boys is also brought to you by Boikies, B-O-I-K-E-Y-S. No free shout outs, of course. Boikies makes the most delicious air dried beef called biltong. Think of a healthier version of jerky with 30% more protein. That's 30% more protein for 30% more gains. Boikies Biltong is often compared to a tender and flavorful slice of high-end prosciutto with ingredients that you can pronounce like red wine vinegar, toasted coriander, rosemary, and salt and pepper. Boikies Biltong is a snack you can count on to fill you up and not bring you down. Made in the beautiful U.S. of A with USDA bottom-round beef, Boikies takes pride in making the most portable high-protein power snack imaginable for the boys. Think of each 2-ounce package as a perfectly seasoned 5-ounce steak. The only preservatives they use are vinegar and salt, and compared to most jerky, Biltong contains half the sodium and zero sugar. You can buy Boikies Biltong on their website, www.boikeys.com, and Amazon. Use code BUSSIN20 at checkout for 20% off your first order. You can also follow the boys on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at EatBoikies. I absolutely crushed that ad. My mouth is watering, and I can't wait to crack open a nice 2-ounce package of a Boikies Biltong. Back to the episode. Go get you some Boikies.
It's one of those things, like, you know, these are high-powered teams.
I'm always interested when we have
these are high-powered teams.
When we have
it's
some...
one of those situations where I'm just going to say that, and then you go from there, like...
You gotta get the best cats
in. You gotta win. You have to win.
That's all. You want to win?
How bad do you want to win? And shoot, after that, shoot, the rest is history.
Yeah, right. 4 back-to-back national championships. 21 players drafted in the first round.
Championships come at a price.
How bad do you want to win?
Yeah. No, but I will say though, like. It's one of them situations where you got to be able to have guys in place where you recruit. Let's say, like, you get a top-notch recruit, 5-star recruit come in, and he's one of the number one guys to come in for your class at that time. You got to be able to use them as, like, the bait. That's how they do it with recruiting. You got to be able to use the top guy to be able to bait some of those other guys to want to come on and join the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? So
who on the Bama roster did you bait?
I baited really a couple guys, really. I baited who was it? Terrell Lewis is one of the guys.
Is he playing and starting like now?
Well, he just got drafted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
he just got
worked out.
It worked out. Terrell Lewis, he gonna be a beast too. Yeah, he's gonna definitely be a beast. Another guy I remember. I don't know if I really baited Minka. Minka was more like of a guy that he knew exactly what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those guys you ain't got to worry about. He, you know, he did everything right.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he a dog. He's like a dog. He a beast. He one of the. I would say he one of the best athletes I'd have played with. For a fact.
Really?
Yeah, for a fact. He's just intellectually, like, he just knows everything. Like,
he just got it.
He just got it.
Ability. Mental, all of
it. I mean, if you saw, like, last year what he did, like, the dude had, like, 5 interceptions, like, 5 interceptions.
He got traded, right?
For a touchdown.
Well, that was the first
year. Yeah, he got traded.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people were saying, I remember people were saying for the, you know, when he was at the Dolphins, they were saying, like, yeah, man, what happened to Minka or whatever? He's not producing like he normally does. And I'm like, you got to think. He doesn't have, like, the surrounding guys that you would normally have that have a great team anyway.
With the pieces around
him. Yeah, he doesn't have the pieces around him. Like, by the Steelers trading to get him, I feel like that was, like, that's what they needed.
Yeah.
And the dude went crazy, like, towards the end of the season. 5 interceptions for a touchdown? Like,
Yeah,
that's
it's a
crazy.
Year.
Yeah, that's crazy. So,
you don't take credit for him.
I wouldn't take credit for him because he one of those guys. He just, you know, you ain't got to worry about him. Let me see. It's so many guys I could think of.
I mean, Bama, it's just a different world. Were you
it's just different.
You committed to UCLA? Were you like recruited hard as shit?
No. I was one of those easy kids.
Like a late bloomer, like you got late offers, or were you recruited hard from the beginning? Or you kind of just already knew you wanted to go to UCLA the whole time?
I got my first offer was Colorado, and I went.
Did you go on a visit there?
I did not.
I hear it goes hard in Colorado, dude.
I messed up on that one. But yeah, I only had three offers. I had Colorado, UCLA. No, Colorado, then Colorado State came, and then it was came like back to back weeks. So I'm like, oh, it's about to start flowing.
Yeah.
You know? Didn't. And then I go to UCLA camp, and after the camp, you know, the coach called and stuff and kept an eye on, you know, they say like, oh, keep an eye on you and stuff like that. And then after the first game, my senior year, I got the offer, committed right away. And that was pretty much it.
Committed right away, dude. They didn't have to hard sell him, like Rashawn Evans. Were you a five-star?
Yeah, coming
out. You're just
a
fucking man all around.
Man, check him out, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, what was so crazy,
specimen.
Too? Me coming out of high school was so crazy is I never really was like a premier player coming out of, well.
What are you talking about? You're a five-star.
Listen. We're leading. This is the thing. This is the story.
You went to Alabama.
Listen.
Five-star recruit.
I understand. But it was more of like.
He's like Ray Lewis in the Madden when he's like, I've always been told I wasn't big enough. I wasn't strong enough. I remember watching that and being like, what are you talking about? You went to Miami and played in the first round. Hey. You got drafted in the first round.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I never had what it takes.
That sound like
Jordan.
Yeah.
But no, like in high school, my first couple years in high school.
Look at that.
My boy right there, yeah?
With the
Yeah, my first couple years of high school, I wasn't really looked at.
Because you were
college.
Freshman and sophomore. That's how it works.
And then my junior year, after that, the only reason why I started getting looked at like that was because Reuben Foster came into play.
Reuben Foster
was the number one recruit.
Did he transfer to your school or he always went there?
No, he transferred from Troup County to my school. He was the number one player in the United States in high school. So when he came to my high school, I'm talking about ESPN went crazy. They ate all of that up. So
that's when you
that was my
wise.
Opportunity.
Yeah,
you know where I got.
Ooh, look
you know
at
what I'm saying?
Showing,
yeah.
Hey, you a
damn,
whole
they took a star
dude.
Away.
Whole different dude with hair, dude. Like,
No beard.
No nothing, dude. I was young as hell too.
You look like your brother right there.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Oh man, it's good to have you guys back, dude.
Oh man, good to see you, man.
How do you like Coach Haslett?
Man, I love Coach Haslett.
Yo, he's a beast. He's my D coordinator my first 2 years in the league.
Word.
Yeah, so I know.
He
coach
was the head coach at
Washington. Was at Washington with you?
He was at he was the DC of the Redskins.
Oh, that's dope. That's
yeah,
dope.
He's fun, dude. He's got a million stories because he played.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about he would talk about his steroid usage. Yo, the funniest dude, man. I'm telling you, he's so fun.
He's a cool dude.
From
the means.
He keeps it real, too.
Yeah. That's why I like it. That's what I like about him, man. He keep it real. I like
He'll let you know if, like, he'll catch you sleeping or, like, doing anything. Yeah. Like, just anything. I remember I was on when I was on practice squad my first year, and you know how those guys got to do the scout team outside in the walkthroughs. Mm. You know how they can fuck it up because it's not like when you're watching film, you're watching, like, the linebackers. Like, you're watching the linebacker's perspective. You're not necessarily always watching the offensive side. Mm-hmm. So, if I was, like, a tight end and I would, like, fuck up a stance or something, he'd just fucking jump my ass. Compton, what are you fucking doing? Do you watch film or you just fucking sleep in the meeting all day long? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, give me somebody who watched film. And I'd just be like, oh, shit.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. You're not the only one who always took a lot of rookie heat. You neither. Like,
No. Listen, hold on. I don't know where.
I wasn't here your rookie year. Wasn't. But I'm just saying, I know people picked at you. I'm just saying it happens to everyone. Like, there's some learning curve always. That's why I would always laugh.
It's needed. Yeah, for
sure.
For every rookie.
I would always tell Rashawn, if Rashawn would come in, dude, they would be so hard on Rashawn.
Rashawn was ready to kill
And
y'all.
I would just tell Rashawn, hey, man, it's just mental warfare.
Me and him would look at each other every time. Like, it would be so funny. Like, Braves would come in and, right, he'll come in the film room. And you know, I'll already be kind of nervous because I know he's finna ask
everybody
me. I'm gonna be the first person he asks, you know, about something that happened in practice or in mental error or something. and he'll ask me, he'll, and you know, it'll be something simple, but at the same time, I'll be thinking he's trying to trick me, right? And I'll say it wrong, and then he'll be like, nah, come on, like,
yeah,
come on, don't make up stuff, don't make up shit. Like, I'm like, and then I'll, and then Will will tap me on my shoulder and be like, hey, mental warfare. And I'm like, all right, man, you got it. You're right.
Because it could get frustrating. Hey, Rashawn, make sure you're writing this shit down. Because you do got to be hard on rookies. Like, you got to get him in. Like, he's a first-round pick. Like, you're trying to get him up to speed. Mm-hmm. You would have to be with Rabe one-on-one.
Oh, my goodness. We still do.
Yeah. Still but, they, you know, they're just rookies have it hard. Like, they have it rough. And now when you're, like, going through it, you look back and you kind of chuckle. Because you're like, you just know it's, like, mental warfare being played.
Oh, no
Like,
doubt.
They're just trying to, like, break you down.
Do you think, with rookies, do you think that if they don't get that, do you think they'll be as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Do you think they'll be...
like, ready?
Like...
maybe ready, but...
like, grow?
Because I feel like it builds character.
It does.
I'll say this. I'm going to use your example.
It hardens them up, for sure.
I'll use your example. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would have ended up later in that year where you would have been. Without everything that came in between.
Okay, that's what I was going
without Vray
with
being really hard on you, without people really get like pushing you and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to learn it.
Yeah.
And it sucked for you because you were injured.
That's what made it so bad. It was like that pressure, like, dude, how can you be a first rounder and you can't even showcase why they chose you first round? Like, they traded up to get you.
Rashawn was injured all of preseason.
Yeah.
All of preseason out with a hamstring. And they were basically, you know, getting him into this role. It was my spot. I hated it. It was my spot. I can say all that shit now. Like, even though it was, like, personal to me, there was never a time where I kept an answer to anything from Rashawn. I'm always trying to help Rashawn.
He literally helped me out on majority of all this stuff.
Yeah,
because
you know, like, you're like, you see what's happening. Yeah. You want your first rounder to play and everything. Yeah. But, like, there was definitely that learning curve you had to go through because you came from probably Bama system. That's probably a lot of different terminology.
No doubt.
And you had an expectation on you for sure to, like, fucking get it.
Yeah. You had to get it.
Like, if not... T-Mac,
your bus,
Coach Mac, Coach Mac was just going to like be stressful to be around every fucking day. Hey, shout out Coach Mac.
Man. Coach Mac.
Shout out to him, anything we say over the line, trust me, we're editing that shit out, but it's so funny.
I hope once we get to the playoffs or whatever, I hope that maybe the Detroit Lions, they get in that playoffs and we all come together and we just look at each other like, man, those were some good days.
Some good days, but with that grin, like, you motherfucker.
Bro, those meetings were classic.
You guys had to do the most as young guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you were lumped into that box. Even though you're a second-year player.
I felt like I had, like, two rookie years.
Yeah,
bro.
You were basically a rookie a second time. How was that being lumped in with, like, Rashawn, Spillane? Shout out to Boy Spillane.
Shout out my dog. That's my dog, man. Spillane. Rob Spill.
How much did it suck being lumped in, being put in that box and having to go?
Bro, it was ass. Because, you know, like, all right, you know, like, rookies, so like, rookies stay late. And Jayon. You'd be like... You know what I mean? Like, bro.
Yeah,
like,
me, DB, West, we all get to leave. Like, see you, fellas.
Will used to try to help me get out. Be like, come on, Ty.
Will was so smooth, bro.
Nah, but I feel like it helped me out a lot, though. Like, with Rabe's, like, toughness and all them questions. Like, whenever Sean was getting the question, I know one was coming my way, too.
Yeah.
But it definitely, I think that helped push me to where I'm at now, for sure, because... Yeah. I don't get questioned like I used to at all.
You
like,
don't?
No.
It's a
weak side B. Have you ever? You got to make team meeting answers.
It's rare, bro. It's like I'm old now. I'm going on year four.
That's crazy, boy.
Contract year.
Contract year coming up. Let's go.
Contract year.
Yeah, bro. It's coming up fast, but
pay the man.
Like I give him a lot of credit because he knows how to push you to, like. He pushed me so hard, bro. Like, I knew what I had, but, like, doing that, like, he made me, like, focus and, like, really know this playbook like I know it now.
Right.
Where I'm so strict on myself. Like, if I fuck up on, like, a
a little MA, bro. I get hot on myself, like, fuck, I'm not steady enough.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. He challenges you so much at first that you might not quite understand, like, why in the fuck is he being so hard on me?
Yeah.
But then now, sitting where you are, you're just like, you understand it all. Because if anything, it's made you raise your own standard to be like, you know, I can't fuck up on little mental errors.
Oh, yeah, 100%, bro. The talks that we used to have, he'd be like, if somebody, like, catches a ball and you should be fucking pissed off. Like,
right.
Whatever you do, like, you expect to win every fucking rep. You know what I mean? And that's what I have now. And I get hot, like, when somebody does do anything, you know. If I don't make a play, bro, I get hot at myself because I'm letting myself down and my teammates around. You know what I mean? But he for sure built a different dog in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. So I respect him for that.
How do you feel like you've grown from year one to year two, Rashawn Evans?
I feel like... Like Jane with Jane.
Because I haven't been around you this past year. I was only around you your rookie year.
Yeah.
So watching you have more fun and fly around on the field, it's like, oh, he's picking everything. He's getting it all.
Yeah.
Like he's playing. He seems like he's playing faster.
That's exactly what I feel. Like, I feel like, you know how you get in when you was in college, you know, things were like, you know, you felt like you started to feel like you were kind of like one of the guys that they could count on a little bit. I'm starting to feel that a little bit more now because, you know, maybe because I'm getting a little older, I've done maybe like this would be my year three. I'm starting to feel more and more confidence just, you know, going out there and feeling like this stuff kind of feel like college a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like it feels like everything that, you know, that I learned from my rookie and my sophomore year is all coming together now.
Yeah.
So yeah. Instead of just knowing it, I understand it now. You know what I'm saying? So I feel way more comfortable. Like I feel like now, you know, with this season coming up, man, I definitely feel good about it. I feel like, too, just from this virus in itself, I feel like it gave me a lot of time, too, to heal up, too.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah. I feel like, you know, even with the annual thing that we normally do as far as, like, football players, how we do our OTAs and then we go do that month and then we go into camp.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like even with the virtual meetings we done had, I still feel like that was probably one of the best things for me, specifically, just the fact that, you know, you could have injuries that, you know, that could be lingering from high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I had, like, plenty of time to work on just myself, man, just mentally, physically, spiritually. Like, so I feel even right now, we had to play this week, bro, I'd be ready to ride. Like, I feel that good.
You just felt the benefit of not having to go straight into football.
That combine experience, man, that was the most stressful experience. Like, because you go into
that is true, because you don't really have an off.
You don't have an off day. You go in there and you already kind of like you trying to do as much as you can to impress all 32 teams.
Yeah.
And with that pressure, you go into, you know, the first couple of days where the first day is that you got to do the medical. And depending on your medical history, you could be in there like all night, like till the morning.
Especially from Alabama.
Yeah. Especially from Alabama. For
they
sure.
They got the stigma. We have that stigma that
we get hurt, you know. So I was in there. I remember I was in there for like maybe till 2 o'clock in the morning, then had to wake up and go to a 6:30 meeting or whatever. And then after the meetings, you go to, you know, after your meetings all day, you may have a little break period. You go back into meetings again. And then the next day you have to go run a 40. So I feel like just that experience in itself, man, I feel like with any dude, I know for sure anybody can attest to that experience is stressful.
Is that when you started to lose all your hair?
It was before that. I was losing that, but in high school, that was more of like the Alabama Auburn situation. I was stressed as hell about that because I did not want to. At first, it was more of me. I didn't want to, like, you know, make anybody mad. That's, you know, I'm a young guy. I'm like, shoot, I just want to, you know, be cool with everybody. I want people to accept the fact that I'm just going to college and playing football. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, people take it a little different when, you know, you in Alabama. You know, Alabama is—they live and breathe Auburn and Alabama football. So, but you know,
you guys also played all the way deep in the January too. So, if you would have had to turn around, like anybody who like goes pretty much to the Super Bowl, you only have like eight or nine weeks off this past year.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys played deep into January. You didn't have to go in April, May, June. You know what I mean?
That's what
you're compared to guys who get done at the end of the year, like in December, they have like 3 or 4 months to recover.
Exactly. They had that
You guys
time.
Play deep into January.
Every year.
Yeah.
this man talk about every year.
Every year.
I guess so in Alabama.
Every year. You got to think about this. Bro. They make, just they imagine make that. It all. Every
they're
year. All,
they're playing like half a They're playing like half a NFL season. When you go to Alabama, they're playing 13 games.
That is true.
Like, seriously.
You got a lot of wear and tear.
Bro, I have a lot of wear and tear. I look 35 years old right now. You can tell. You can definitely tell.
Oh, yeah. When you first came in the locker room, bald with the beard, you're like, who in the fuck is this grown-ass man?
Assistant coach?
Yeah. Coach Evans.
Coach. No. I promise you, you remember the dude that came in there. What's his name? That's my cousin. He's not really my cousin, but, you know, we look
at a lot of cousins.
What's his name? He played linebacker for the Patriots. What's his name? They came in there.
Hi,
y'all like that? Y'all were like, he looked just like you. What's his name?
Your first year?
What was his name? Coach? The bald guy. He was NFLPA. NFLPA guy.
What's his name? Don Davis.
Don Davis.
Yeah, you Don do Davis. Look like Don Davis.
So look, check this out. I remember when we was at Alabama, right? This is my first time meeting Don Davis. He came and spoke to us he came and spoke to us, right? Check this out. He came and spoke to us.
I look like an
he
R&B
first
album.
Walks in. He was like at the crazy ain't it?
Smooth slow jams.
Smooth R&B. But yeah, he came in there and the way the building is set up, like you got your seats, you got the big screen right here, and then on the left side is like where you enter in, where people can enter in into the, you know, the theater. So he comes in, he's like on the corner. I'm like, okay, I see a little bald dude right here. He finna go speak whoever it is, right? He come like towards the middle and everybody starts looking up at me like, wait a minute.
Is this your dad?
I kid you not. When we first met each other, after he had got done talking, we linked eyes. Like, I was like, dude, could there have been a possibility?
No. You guys both had the outgoing type personality too. Speaking,
it was one of the weirdest experiences because I'm like, dude, really act and is, you know, personable, like kind of like me. Like he kind of got the same type
you
of swag.
Something.
Like it was definitely
Spidey sense.
It was like it was some stuff going on. It was some different stuff going on, but. You know, other than that, man, shout out to him, man. That dude cool as hell.
He probably pulled you aside, but who your mom?
Who's your mom? Yeah. But nah, he a cool dude, man.
Do you guys now, Jayon, I'll ask this first. Do you feel a different expectation and pressure going into your contract year? The answer is obviously yes.
I really don't, bro, because I feel like last year, like, you know, my second year and, you know, being on a Pro Bowl ballot and all that type of stuff, like, you're like, damn, I really want to make the Pro Bowl. And then you start to think about it, I feel like you feel shit that you shouldn't want to feel like.
By trying to
get,
saying, I need to be a Pro Bowl. I need to be a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of just letting it come to
Instead
you.
Instead of letting it come. So I've experienced that last year for like probably like a couple days, bro. Or like, no, a couple games, actually. And then I'm like.
In your second year or this past year?
This past year. Because I wanted it bad. I still do. You know what I mean?
And, so are you saying you had a couple games where you were trying to do too much?
No, just
you're just saying mentally,
thinking, just
gotcha.
Thinking, yeah.
Okay,
and I'm like, damn, I'm not doing, you know, looking at the film, like, fuck, I couldn't make this play,
yeah,
as I should be doing,
right?
But I feel like when you do that, it kind of fucks up your mental of like preparing for each game,
right?
Like, let that shit just come and everything that's gonna happen will happen, you know what I mean?
Right? Instead of being like watching the film and be like, I have to make this play, and then going to bed stressed out about making it, other than like, I have to make this play and then just seeing it for what it is and just moving on to the next one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like with this, with my fourth year coming up, contract year, like, of course everybody wants the big money.
Yeah.
Of course I want it. You know,
I mean, I hope you do too, bro. Yeah. I hope you get that.
Yeah,
you
all love it.
I want everyone roots for everybody in their fourth year.
Doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I'm going in and just doing, make sure I'm, keep on improving like I've been doing each and every year and just make this one. I feel like this is going to be the best year yet. And
no doubt.
I think it's going to pay out.
Facts.
Who are the top three linebacker duos you think out there? Time to take a minute and shout out Roman, Nightly Defense. If you've been dealing with acne, redness, dark spots, wrinkles, ugliness, or any of that, finding treatment that works can be complicated. You need skincare that actually performs and makes you look better. But getting started can be overwhelming. Thankfully, the boys at Roman have a solution. Roman makes it convenient to get customized prescription skincare that actually performs. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation we know our fans love free, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. If appropriate, a doctor will prescribe a custom blended treatment based on your skin type and priorities. You'll receive a custom skincare treatment with a free 2-day shipping. Let me say that sentence again. You'll receive your custom skincare treatment with free 2-day shipping. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor if you need to make a change to your treatment or you have questions about your face. With Roman, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Go to GetRoman.com/Barstool to try out a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with the doctor, and your first order is just $5. That's GetRoman.com/Barstool. Eligibility requirements and additional terms may apply. Get Roman in your life. Fix your face. Fix your skin. Feel refreshed and feel rejuvenated for the days ahead.
Ooh.
Linebacker.
Excluding us?
I would assume, what, Barr and Kendricks?
I was going to put that in there.
I like Barr and Kendricks.
I was going to put, because Keekly and Shaq.
Because Keekly's retired.
Say something about this upcoming year.
Yes. This upcoming year.
Yeah, put the UCLA homies in there for sure.
I know. You want to shout them out.
Yeah, you got to shout them out.
Because I was thinking Keekly, but Keekly's retired now, so he's out of it, even though that's... Keekly and Thompson
was one of the crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a crazy combination.
You don't think they weren't fucking with you?
Wait. That's
that's Luke Keekly, though.
All right, let's think. Who else is out there?
We're talking about, you said young.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, but also like complimenting each other well, like to be the best duo in the league.
Oh, no doubt.
You guys are just both young, too, and getting to play with each other. You're getting to go in your fourth year. You're getting to go in your third year. You both made all your leaps and bounds to be good linebackers. And now you guys have a shot to be like a great ass duo together, which is fucking dope. And I felt like, you know, I was a part of it for a minute.
You helped the manifestation of all of this stuff.
I appreciate that. But let's think about the duos out there right now.
Okay.
All right.
I think your boys, I got to go out on a limb on this one. I think your boys from Tampa. Devin White.
Oh, yeah.
They don't talk about that duo a lot.
Levante is so underrated, bro. He eats every year.
I can't believe he gets snubbed every fucking year, bro. I cannot believe the league would sleep on somebody like that. I've trained with this dude down in Tony Villani's, and dude knows so much knowledge about the game.
You talking about Levante?
Levante.
Yeah, bro, he's such a good dude,
He gets slept on every time, and the dude is a beast. I remember when we played him.
Hang on, let's look at Bobby Wagner and Levante. They both came in the same year, and we know how much praise Bobby gets.
Yeah. Bobby is
a beast, though.
He's a monster.
He's a beast.
Oh, we don't got the stats.
We be watching Bobby all the time, bro.
Bobby's a monster. Yo, Bobby's a monster.
Let me ask you this. Do you choose Bobby Wagner or Luke Kuechly? If you could create your defense around one linebacker, who would you choose? Bobby Wagner or Luke Kuechly?
Bro, Luke's so smart, bro. I'm not saying Bobby's not, but Bobby is too.
If you watch Bobby, he understands. He understands every technique out there. Being a whole player, being a playmaker.
Yes. Bro, do you remember when we watched that clip of Luke? Luke was like in some type of low hole, bro. Left his man. I think he had man on like a back, bro. Uh-huh. He said, "Fuck the back, bro," and just went off the QBIs. I think it was just James and just picked them off, bro.
Yeah, you're right. Luke Kuechly had. I don't know if you guys remember because you guys were in college at this time, but he played against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, and they ran all go special. We'll just call it all go special, so we don't talk about terms and everything like that. Yeah. And he was playing. He was a three player, so he's running vertical with Jason Witten. And he's bending it over the top. He's running the bender over top, getting it to the other hash. And Luke, last minute, just turns around and picks it off. Mm-hmm. That was one pick he had that game. Mm-hmm. And everybody's kind of like, holy shit. Like, oh, dude's so athletic.
Had three picks?
Yeah, it was either two or three because one he housed. Next one, he was playing Tampa 2. And they ran three ran down the pipe. So he had to run. You know what I mean? He had to run with three because he's a middle run through player.
Yeah.
But one, it was 3-by-1, but one, the one receiver, he ran a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
like a deep ass dagger.
Yeah.
Keekly held off the middle of the field long enough on number three. So the quarterback thought, okay, I'm going to have the dagger. Keekly leaves the middle of the field, puts his foot in the ground, comes back up, jumps it, picks off Romo. I think he cripped that
monster,
one.
He's a monster, bro. He's a monster.
He got like a totally different understanding of the game. I think I'd have heard some shit where they said that this dude didn't have a TV in his crib.
His rookie year.
Like, for the, like, really, even after that, they said that he did that for, like, majority of his career because he wanted to be, like, he just wanted to be, like, that good.
I mean, he is, like, one of the smartest players to ever
have a play, for a fact. Would you say now, athletically? Hang on,
show the stats thing again.
Yeah. Would you say athletically, would you rank him in the top five, like, all-time linebacker?
I mean, Keekly's athletic
as fuck. He's a Hall of Famer for sure.
Yeah, he's first ballot.
I would definitely agree.
All right, let's see what we got here. Games 121. Bro, games 121 to 118. Yeah. Where's the tackles at?
His tackles gotta be in like the 150.
They gotta be.
Combination. So Levante has 1,075. Mm-hmm. What about 1,008?
Give me Mike.
Levante has 58 tackles for loss.
Levante's on the left.
Oh, Levante's on the left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Bobby Wagner has 1,075 tackles to Levante's 1,008. Mm-hmm. Look at the fucking tackles for loss. 58 Bobby Wagner, 116 Levante David.
Goodness.
Quarterback hits. They're both 64-52.
That's my thing. Like, you can talk about fumbles. Tackles.
Yeah.
Force fumbles. Bobby Wagner, 5. Levante David, 21.
Coming with that shit.
Interceptions. Go to interceptions. Shit. Where's interceptions at? Interceptions. Wagner has 10. Levante has 11. So they're about the same there. That's kind of a wash. But you know what I mean? Like, Levante has... He got Pro Bowl 1 year, and it was just because he was an alternate.
How many years have you been in the league?
He's same amount of years as Wagner. Oh, wow. One more year than me, so he's going into year nine.
Wait, how many Pro Bowls have he had?
Levante has one Pro Bowl due to being an alternate. He didn't get in immediately. He's been snubbed, I swear, I promise you, dude. Like,
it's
every
hard
year.
To get in there.
People
it's
like
hard,
for me
bro.
It's biased because we played that was my Jayon at Nebraska. Me and Levante played together in Nebraska.
Yeah,
so that's my boy.
Yeah.
So yes, I do have a little bias, but also like stats and watching this motherfucker play, like he Levante flies. Is slept on because he's not like a very outspoken, like brand type, like out there on social, none of that.
He
type
just
of stuff.
He just played ball.
He's just kind of like an Ed Reed under the radar, like just
play ball,
grow his like, hair out, nappy and fucking
when you,
ball.
When you watch Tampa though, he sticks out.
Yes.
He sticks
like
out
a sore thumb. Yes. Like it's crazy how good he is.
There was like an ongoing stat 1 year, like started in 2000, like in the 2000s. And it was most tackles for loss in the league since the stat got created. Levante is number one. And at that time, it was above J.J. Watt.
Mm.
Wow. What? Yes, I'm telling you. Levante, you need to sponsor us on this episode,
bro,
by the way.
Man, shout out to
you pay
boy,
us for
man.
All this advertising.
You a beast,
for
real, man.
For real. But yeah, I'm always out to try. And every year, I try to push my man. His nickname's Boogie.
That's what
we
they
try
call him,
Boogie?
Boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is
that's
that it?
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Is that leaders?
Yeah.
Just a certain position or everybody?
That look like everybody.
Everybody.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Is he even on there anymore?
And what is that? What is that stat?
Yeah, there he is. 22.
Is for TFLs?
This is for all positions.
This is just tackles for loss career. Number 22 on the list.
Damn. So let me ask you this. Who weighs heavier? Is it the tackles for loss or is it the tackles?
Who's played everywhere? Who's played forever?
What weighs heavier, tackles or tackles for loss? Because you can get tackles like 15 yards down the field.
Would you rather have a game with 8 tackles and 4 tackles for loss or a game with 13 tackles, no tackles for loss?
Fuck.
You know what? Because they're gonna look at that 13 like, oh my god, he went crazy.
He was eating.
If you don't see the game, but if you don't know the game, right?
Tackles for loss, you're eating, you're going crazy. Like you're disrupting the offense.
If you're
like
watching the game, you see tackles for loss.
Yeah,
because you can get, you know, if you had 13, you can get like 7 solo and 6 assists.
Exactly.
And those assists assists could be like, you know, ankle grabbing or something.
Yeah.
But everybody else is going to see the paper and think, okay, everybody's going to think I ate. But when I watch the film with the boys, like, they're going to be like, yo, how the fuck you get 13 tackles, man?
And we go count it. If it ain't solo, it ain't
Yeah.
But so what would you rather have?
You said the four. You said eight tackles total.
Eight tackles, four for loss, or 13 tackles, zero for loss.
What's my TF?
I'd rather have, to be honest with you.
I don't know how many TFLs I got right now, so this is going to determine it.
I don't know. Maybe it'll sway
me a little
bit.
It could also depend how many solos you have.
I don't know how many TFLs I got. I don't know if I got many.
I think those tackles for loss, man, they weigh,
I mean,
bro.
That's not terrible. Like, you're comparing it to.
Well, then again,
that's what I'm saying.
It's our scheme too, though. But shit,
yeah.
Fuck, I'll take it.
He said, fuck,
I'll take them 13.
What's Rashawn or Jayon? What's been your favorite game so far as a Titan?
The playoff wins, bro. The winning, like, the games in playoff, even though I got hurt in ours, but winning playoff games is a different type of energy.
Bro, is it not the most? I've never won a playoff game.
It's crazy, bro.
I went to the playoffs one time.
It's crazy.
We lost in the first round, but the week going up to that, you're just, the energy around the building is so different because you're in the dance. You're in the tournament.
You in there. Yeah. Everybody's watching.
Like, but what about your favorite game as an individual player?
Individual player? I'll tell you, like, the most memorable, like
it got to be that Raiders game, bro. When you leaped over the line.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was on the sideline and I saw that,
I was like,
and I was like, I looked at the big screen. Yeah, I was there.
And then I looked at the big screen. He timed that shit up. Shit was beautiful. That was one of the most beautiful plays I've ever seen,
bro. I'll put this out there, though, and we lost this game. But the Colts, week 17, 2018 season.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how that doesn't, like, I understand you don't want to say a loss is, like, your favorite game, but as an individual performance, the ways you were changing the game in the moments we needed it, I think is, like, it's memorable as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, we needed a big three down play.
Like, it was
insane.
One of those. It was,
you
like,
pick one off when we needed an interception.
We needed a turnover
to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Or when they got a turnover and they're driving it in our red zone and you low key, you missed a tackle, but you got up.
I got shot.
You got up. You stripped, buddy. You stripped, buddy, and took the ball and everything. Yeah. And, like, that's something you needed. So I understand you don't want to say that, but I'm going to pub you in that because it's got to be crossing your mind in, like, that you just don't want to say a loss.
Dude, be doing this thing.
Yo, show him jumping over the pile again.
Like, look at that. Like, play it. Like, and it's in slow motion. Point. Like, look at that.
Yeah, bro. Did you just time the cadence? That's when you time the cadence too, right?
Yeah. Watching the TV copies.
Yo, that is so nasty, dude.
I'm like watching this from behind. I'm like, oh my god.
Knowing you have that highlight in your portfolio, in your resume, it's gotta.
You gotta get a picture
feel
of that.
Fucking good.
It does, bro. But I just. No, you know,
he's so humble.
I know. Like, what's crazy is you know, we'd all be like dapping each other apart if there's no microphones. We're in the locker room sitting.
Fake.
He's excited. Yeah, I do get it. It's a smart approach.
Thanks.
But that, like, I'm just gonna say it for you. That's fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Sean.
Amazing.
Rashawn, you've had a couple too.
Yeah.
Let's answer some Twitter questions.
All right.
Cause these dudes they gotta go to their dad's house.
Dad's house.
Shout out Coach Vrabel.
Shout out Coach, man. Shout out Coach
Uncle Braves.
Uncle Braves, man. Are these it?
Goal line. Oh, you were eating. You were eating.
Goal line stand was, versus the Patriots.
Yeah,
what is going?
Tackles, bro.
What is going behind the scenes and in the huddle? So what now? What are we? I vaguely remember. I need to see. Can you type in Rashawn Evans goal line stand?
I can't even remember what.
I remember. I think it was like three.
Oh, you fucking remember.
They're all no. I'm going to tell you. I promise you. Like, before, I think, maybe, did we get a time? What was it? A timeout?
Make
before
sure
that
mic.
Oh, my bad.
I was in the locker room when I seen that. I was in something
before we got to the goal line. What was it? They did something. Before we, what
y'all
was
came,
it?
I think we had a timeout.
We had a timeout and we came back out, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Eating.
Oh, yeah. The flash across the screen, too, is like.
Bro, look, them TFLs are just different, bro. Like,
different.
They're different.
Because this is one, too. You jumped over somebody. Oh, that was the year I was there. You jumped over somebody one time and hit Fournette.
Oh, you talking about that was the Jaguars game.
Yeah, that was sick too, bro.
That was one of my best ones, bro.
Is that one of your favorite plays?
I think that was one
as
of my
backer?
I don't even think that was one of, I don't even think
I mean, that's a pretty big time. That was big.
But I feel like even with the Jaguars game, I feel like that trumps that.
Yeah. You thought the Jaguars game trumps that?
Because it was the simple fact that It was fourth down.
It was fourth down.
And it led to Derrick Henry's like, bro.
That's right. Jack, relax. I know you're a Titans fan. Calm down back there, boys.
Like, you can't imagine how I felt because that's like my dude. Derrick Henry, my dude. Because
then when Derrick does it, like when you're somebody who has a turnover.
That's my guy.
And then the offense capitalizes on it the next drive. You think in your mind, you're like, yes, my shit meant something.
That's exactly how I felt about that.
Because if the offense goes 3 and out or something, like, fuck, I wish my turnover would have been, you know, a little more impactful.
Yes.
Rashawn Evans.
I don't even think they got that video.
Which week?
Do fourth down stop. Do Rashawn Evans fourth down stop. Because we get to cut out the dead space, so it doesn't matter that we sit here.
Yeah.
In his own words.
In his own words. I know.
Rashawn, I
probably didn't even know what the hell I was saying. I was just saying, like, blah, blah, blah.
Rashawn be talking shit.
I be talking shit to him. look how dramatic I look in this video because I think I'd have watched it before. I was so dramatic.
Oh, here we go.
Damn, I wish I could slow that shit up, though.
Yeah.
I wish they would slow that shit up, though.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Maybe a little chill from a different.
Yeah.
He jumps over somebody and dives and makes that play. You fellas, we're gonna have to de-recruit you after this episode because we're on here pubbing the boys right now. I'm for both of y'all right now. I'm like, fucking, you guys are gonna have to pay me for it.
I'm about to pay.
Look at him.
Hey, man.
I saw him, you know.
I saw him.
The alignment, he tried. I jumped over him, you know. I just got a knack for the ball.
That's the shit I wouldn't say, though.
Man, do we have any other angles of that? That was a fucking awesome
episode. That's the only one I can find.
Let's go back to the Twitter questions. I got a Twitter question. I just got a question for being on the bus. Are we gonna address the colorful hair?
I mean, should we? Because I feel like it's bad. I feel like this could be the one that gives him that all pro.
So you think if he keeps it, you're saying this could give him the all pro?
It's gonna get him that all pro.
What you saying?
Bro, just grow. listen.
Which camera? Which camera's on out, me?
Bro.
Is any of
bro.
Them? That one? That's on me and Rashawn, right?
This my camera?
Yeah, that one's your camera.
Yeah, and all of me too.
Yeah, there I mean me, you know, you are your own person, so I always respect that. I always respect that. You always come, you got your own sense of fashion and being clean when you go on the plane and shit that maybe I would never do, but you do have your own sense of style.
Appreciate it.
Whether or not I agree with it, it's my own problem. You know what I mean?
You know, it's the Cali in me.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I see Cali guys that clean up nice.
We all do. For the most part, you know.
You always love Rashawn or Jayon because when Jayon buys a new fit, he's so into the new fit. He's liable to wear it literally every week.
Get the fuck out of here.
If he buys a Givenchy, is that?
That's crazy.
If he buys
crazy.
A Givenchy t-shirt, he's wearing that at Whiskey Row every weekend.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
But you know what?
When you and Mike Campanero went shopping, you guys wore the same fucking clothes every week.
Mike is a bad info. Don't ever go shopping with Mike.
I know, right?
You'll spend a bag with him.
Who was your favorite linebacker growing up? Both of y'all.
I'm not even cliche about the fact that, people would normally say Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I actually, it's a toss-up between Patrick Willis.
He was a monster. That dude, beast.
And your boy, was it Darren Brooks?
Darren Brooks, Tampa.
Yeah, I like him too.
He was a monster.
He was a monster, bro.
He was a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Ray Lewis is
that's
like
new
the easy
age.
Answer.
Everybody, that's new age. Yeah. That's like one of the more like newer age, kind of old, newer, but kind of old. Now, if you want to go back.
Hang on. I can't sit here and listen to that. What's the newer age? Who's the newer age?
Like when it started off? Is that what you're asking?
He's saying that's the newer age, kind of. Who are you talking about?
Because I could go even like further
Ray Lewis,
than that.
Because Ray Lewis played like, longer and farther, played more recently.
I know,
than
but
Brooks.
I'm saying I could think about guys that came before Ray Lewis. Like Mike Singletary and guys like that. You know what I'm saying?
That was a different brand of football.
Yeah, that was a totally different brand of football.
But
Derrick Brooks is a fucking monster. Like he's got all those stats, kind of like we were looking at Levante, like picks,
bro.
All the playmaking shit. But yeah, he's a monster, dude. Patrick Willis, phenomenal.
Look at the elevation. Like when he first came out, using
I know he had an interception, but he might have had a pick six that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you have something pulled up? What was I doing? An interview on Rashawn?
Yeah, we don't have audio hooked up, but this was a.
Discuss his relationship with Rashawn.
Man, let's hear this out.
I gotta hit it.
You look greased in the face.
Greased, bro. Hey, at least I got the new
that
teeth.
That had to
in that
be camp.
Though.
Was that OTAs or was
no,
it camp?
No, that's camp.
Okay.
God, so you're sweating hard.
Yeah.
It's probably people asking questions about you when you were injured.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
It's up. No, it's not. It's not working.
I can just imagine you saying the politically correct answers like. For sure, like just being so politically correct with
saying all the right things.
All the right
not
things.
Not on the podcast.
Saying all the right things.
I know. Dude, we're laughing about Rashawn. How about the Zoom call with Frank
Kelly? Oh, man.
Too freaky.
Too freaky.
Part one and two.
Part one and two.
Rashawn, you're in the music game. You rap.
I'm a rapper and I'm a singer. I'm a trap you out, but then I can like Drake you out too.
Oh,
have you listened to Tajay album?
Yeah. When that came out, of course. I support you.
You
guys
know he coming out with another one too, though. Tajay coming out. Shout out Tajay.
What's his album called?
Credentials.
Fourth quarter.
I can't remember.
Overtime or some shit.
I think the first song is called Credentials.
No, I'm talking about his album. I think he named it like second half, first quarter, or third quarter. Look it up. So I'll tell you where Tajay fucked up. He was fucked up by not naming his first album first quarter.
Yeah.
Why'd you say that? Because then his next one could be second quarter.
Yeah, 2020 is Credentials.
Oh, he did name it first quarter. That's my bad.
Yeah, the first quarter was his first one.
That was his first one.
The one with him and Rashawn was spazzing, bro.
Oh, you're in a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting off.
Listen
the,
in.
Let me see.
Let me go and tell you the setup. He was like, look, I want you to be on the... what's her name?
Hang on. Are you Cutter? Is that your rap
name? Yeah, that's Cutter. He was like, I want you to get on this. I was like, okay, bet. So I'm listening to the beat. I'm like, bro, I can literally rap this shit out and be like cliche. But I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm going to sing this bitch. So I sung the bitch.
Is that why you refer to yourself as Master Cutter?
No. He was already Master Splitter before.
My name is Razorblade.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
my name is Razorblade.
But you always put like hashtag Master Cutter.
But the Master Cutter is like, I'm like, when you.
I'm not making fun of that.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you the setup of it. Like, when you say, like, my name is Razorblade, right?
Yeah.
A Razorblade cuts. A Razorblade cuts.
The Master.
But I'm the Master Cutter, though.
He's the Master Cutter.
Oh, there is no.
You're the Master Razorblade.
I'm the Master Razorblade. Like, I'm the Master Cutter.
But when you Razorblade somebody, you cut them, so you're going to Master Cutter.
I'm the Master Cutter.
So now, then you, when you go in the rap game, let me take Master off of it just
and just put Cutter.
I see you.
You know, I'm just. I don't have to be the greatest rapper or single, but shit, if I'm gonna do it,
Darren Bates, was it you or Darren Bates who got the big boombox thing?
Bates had it.
Bates had the big boombox, and then Rashawn, it'd be like what Freestyle Fridays?
Freestyle Fridays.
Fast Friday practice, your feel good Friday practice.
We still have Freestyle Fridays.
Oh, I'm sure you guys.
I can't wait for that shit.
You guys play basketball and everything still?
Yeah, I'm hoping they get back.
And Rashawn would grab the mic and he'd be freestyling every Friday.
But he cold though too.
He was solid. You know who was solid in the Raider locker room? Max Crosby.
Crosby,
I swear to fucking God, dude. I heard him. He did so good that we were sitting in there and I was over on my locker and they kind of have the aisles. So you can't see everybody like kind of in the tie zone. You can see everybody. This one, it's like rows. So you can't see everybody. But I was sitting there. Of course, you got a bunch of guys who are just lame and then they get laughed at. Comp, you want to go? Fuck no, I don't want to go. And they play a beat. But I heard somebody and I was like, yo, who is that rapping? They were like, that's Max. And I go, Max Crosby? The white dude? And they're like, yes, bro. I was like, oh my God, let's go, dude.
You know who can rap that nobody knows about this?
Who?
Derrick Henry.
Really?
Derrick?
Derek might be. I feel like Derek might be actually better than me.
Derek never grabbed the mic, bro.
No, I swear to God. Play that shit first, and I'll tell you about Derek.
Taze Sharp on his album.
Yeah, I'm singing this shit. I'm singing
credentials that you can download on Apple Music.
You can download it, man. Check your boy out, man.
Check him out.
Check his credentials.
There's a rapping we see. We do it all, man.
There's a song on there called Free
Lick.
Free Lick. Featuring Cutter, our man Rashawn Evans, Razor Blade, Master Cutter. Hey, but when we get in the right game, it's Cutter.
I was talking to Tajay when the album came out, and then he was like, "Yeah, I got Rashawn on there." I was like, "What song, bro?" Because I listened to it all, and then I hit him up. And then
what
he was
do
like,
I do? Keep
me,
up
bro.
Next. What's this?
Put
it on the mic.
It throws me off enough to be like if it makes you go, oh, that was Rashawn, and go back, then that means I don't even want people to know that was what they're gonna know, but Millions watch.
I don't care. I want them to know, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to fucking do it. I don't care.
Could you give us a freestyle right now if we gave you a beat?
I mean, I could. I don't care. You know, I just freestyle whatever. Like, it may not be the best, but I'll freestyle. Like,
oh, we got to tell the funny story. So we had Frank. We did, like, a bit, Bustin' with the Boys with Frank Caliendo. We came on with the Titans. And we were doing this bit and kind of getting Frank and us. We were kind of chirping on everybody on the roster. Vray wanted us to come on. It was fun.
As usual.
Frank, the dude is hilarious. He can imitate fucking everybody. But we were in the middle of the bit. We were on a Zoom call with, what, probably 100 people. And there's a screen share that comes up. We thought it was Vrabel to kind of like save what was happening, because when you're on Zoom, you can't feel everybody, so you don't know if it's actually funny or not.
Yeah.
So we thought somebody was changing it up and doing something funny, because the screen share came up, took over the entire everybody's screen, and it was on everybody's like desktop, the homepage, whatever you call it, and it had all these folders. And I saw one that says Rashawn Evans cut up.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I thought it was Coach Vrabel's screen share, because I remember Vrabel always doing one-on-ones with Rashawn, because he always coached Rashawn so hard. So afterwards, telling him, like, yo, did you see that screen share? Because there was one folder that said two freaky bitches. And we thought he was just playing, he was just being funny, like putting that on there and having everybody laugh at it. Well, meeting's over. Meeting was awesome. Great time, all that stuff. And we called Vrabel. We're like, yo, that screen share thing, like, where'd you come up with that? He's like, I thought it was fucking you guys. And we're like, stop fucking with us. Like, that was you. He's like, no, it wasn't. And we're like, yo, Stretch, was that Vrabel? He's like, no, we think it's you guys. And he's like, Vrabel's blaming us. Like, you guys are doing good playing this off. And we're like, it wasn't fucking us. And then I was like, yo, Rashawn came alive in that meeting. It was like, no, I'm in here. And we're like, yo, Rashawn, we were just going to do a funny little joke. But Rashawn's defending himself on the screen share. We didn't know it was Rashawn at the time. So I was like, let me call him. I called Jayon and Rashawn on FaceTime. Catch up, and I'm like, yo, Rashawn, was that your screen share? And he's like, yes, dude. How did you guys do that? And we're like, we didn't do nothing. That was your screen share. And we're like, what's the two freaky bitches thing? Some porn? And he's like, no, it was like a song, like I'm rapping, it's rap. It's nothing to do with anything like demonstrative, none of that stuff. He's like, it's just a song. Let me try and show you.
Yeah.
And it's him like doing this rap thing or rap verse. Yeah. And we're like, oh my God. So we tell Vrabel, we're laughing about it. Like, of course it'd be fucking Rashawn doing some rap. Two Freaky Bitches.
I thought it was bitches. A porn because it was a part. You seen Two Freaky Bitches.
We're like,
you saw them. It's a folder. It's a folder. It's thousands of folders. Y'all didn't see that it was thousands of folders
for like, songs like you've just done over the.
Yeah. Well, it's not even songs that I've done. It's like different.
Just like things that you're artists, into, yeah, and you just put them
artist the songs or whatever. Like it was like Pro Tools. It was like Apple Music or whatever. It was all on there.
Yeah.
And then some of the folders for some of the music I'll get on there. And one of them was Two Freaky Bitches. And then you had other.
We
other
didn't
names
see.
That,
we saw the two freaky bitches.
Like, was the one that
we
that,
told Rashawn like, show your computer right now and open that folder up because we're going to call you out. He opens it up and it was music, so it wasn't.
Yeah.
He's like, I told you it wasn't fucking. But it's crazy.
Even after that situation, I still reference that folder like every time we get on the thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, he's like, Braves, matter of fact, today he was talking about, guys, I'll allow Rashawn to show his screen again. I'm like, yeah, man, Two Freaky Bitches.
So like, could we give you a beat and you freestyle?
Yeah, I freestyle, you know, I don't care.
Jayon, give him a beat.
Yeah,
we can
I want to set you up for success though, so I want you, maybe you find a beat.
No, you gotta understand, like, I'm an athlete, so it don't matter, like, if it's garbage, it's garbage.
You do have a sense of, and I always like fucking admired it. He'd be getting dog cuss and stuff, and it seems like it just go one ear and not the other for Sean. Like, he doesn't take anything personal.
At all, bro.
He's a brick wall.
I would lean to Jay on, like, yo, does he even know he's getting, like, cussed out, like, frowned upon right now? Like, nah, man, that's just for Sean. He just don't know.
Hey, that's how it is. Like, I done had so many crazy things happen to me. Like, I done fell on stage. Like, it was, what was it?
I saw you in the offseason. Yes. You were on stage performing after you guys.
Yes, I did. I do shit like that. I don't give a damn. Yeah, like, I don't care. Like,
yeah, you just have fun.
I just have fun on me. So, like, but I've had situations, like, embarrassing situations.
And you don't take yourself too serious, which is the right kind of.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, even with that, like, I remember in college where I had one situation. We had just won the SEC championship. I ran up on stage and, like, slipped. Like, on national TV, like, everybody's watching this Tim Tebow.
He just went with it.
I'm just like, well, hey, we won. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else
you
to tell
you.
You
got something, Jayon?
If that happened today, bro, you would have been a
Jayon, you guys.
Oh, I would be like a gif.
Is
like,
it a gif or gif? How do you?
I think it's gif.
Is it gif or gif?
I think I've heard gif.
Both ways. I really don't know. I got a little something. Like,
yo,
something.
Okay, Jayon, we're painting the picture. It is Fast Friday. We just got done. We had a great Friday. Yeah, we're going into the playoffs. Jayon's got the boombox. I can see right now he takes it from DB. Who's getting on the mic? Who's doing Freestyle Friday?
I'm a good hype man, everybody. I
mean, Jayon walks around the locker room holding the boombox and stuff.
And y'all ready?
They cool with vulgar language? I mean, we good with vulgar language? You know, I got
But also be careful. Here's what I want.
That's what I say. I freestyle.
I want you to be successful enough to where we're going to grab this. And when this episode comes out, it might go viral because you have some hot ass fire.
I know, but I'm saying
so much so that it's so like vulgar and shit to where it's like, okay, you don't want to put it out there and then I don't want Brave to hit me up.
I wouldn't want to put him out there like that.
If it's good enough. We'll keep it on.
We'll say a rated R movie, but you go in and leave being like, it didn't have to be rated R. So a light rated R. Give me one of those good beats, man.
This is one. I'll be like,
I feel good, man. It's the weekend.
I want to feel good.
This is an important read from NHTSA, so everybody give me your ears right now. From November 16th to November 29th of this year, state and local law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their enforcement efforts for motorists who aren't wearing their seatbelts. Yeah, but I'm not going very far, or I was in a rush. Don't kid yourself. There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. If you use any of these excuses or any others, you're putting yourself at risk of injury and or death. In 2018, nearly 10,000 people were unbuckled when they were killed in crashes. That's 43% of people killed in motor vehicle crashes that were not wearing seatbelts. No matter what kind of vehicle you drive, wearing your seatbelt is the best defense in a crash. Even when you sit in the back seat, you still need to buckle up. That goes for when you ride in taxis and use ride share. ride-sharing services too, like Uber, Lyft, etc. Cops are on the lookout and writing tickets, so why take the risk? Seatbelts save lives, so do the smart thing and buckle up every trip, day or night. You guys know the saying, click it or ticket isn't about citations. It's about saving lives. In 2018, there were 9,778 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes in the United States. To help prevent crash fatalities, we need to step up seatbelt enforcement day and night. Click it or ticket, boys. Be smart. Don't risk it.
You ever like be beat. Watching like other little podcasts and they be like having rappers on and they get
I don't
like
know why rappers be
that's
doing
what I'm saying. Yeah, I want success,
rappers
man.
Rappers still get on. I'm like, don't do yourself
I wouldn't,
like
I wouldn't
that.
Touch that.
If you
like,
can't, if that's not your flow, don't get on there. Like, right. I'm gonna tell Sway. Like, if you know, Sway,
I'm gonna tell Sway.
Sway, Sway, that ain't the way. Sway, that ain't the way. Sway, at all. Sway gonna be like, man, this dude not even a rapper. He's already telling me what to do. I'm like.
I want this freestyle to be so hot. People are like, yo, how would I get on whatever fucking show that is? Like, what fucking show is that? Like, that ain't Sway.
Hey, he already tried to give
me
Sway.
Why you
give me
some fucking white dude? Yeah. Oh my god, dude. What we think?
The bus on fire. That's what the bus on fire right now.
I feel like Jayon's sweating a little bit right now.
It's hot. That's the heat, man. I have to be rapping, bro. Yeah. I hope we can, man.
How'd you feel about that one?
It's fire over here.
I mean, it's whatever. It's whatever. I just, you know. Life is short, bro. Life is short. You should never hold back on anything.
Talk
whatever you
him,
do.
Talk to him.
Life is too short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jayon, you got any talents you got?
Hold back on.
Someone else.
I'm you see me and Alice. Woo!
Hey, I like, he was having me up, though.
Once I felt that, I was like, yeah, we do need to hype him up more. Like, we need to get him in it. Like, oh, okay. Like, who was it? Super Hot Fire?
Hey,
that dude.
Bro,
he'd just say whatever and everybody just loses their mind.
Oh, yeah.
No! Just anything that's said.
That video is so funny, though. That just because of that, dude. Dude be saying anything.
I need some
crazy.
AC in this bitch.
We got that little fucking tube, dude.
What is that?
That's the AC.
Can I put a camera on that AC, y'all, so y'all know what I'm facing? Goodness.
I know.
But this is a vibe, though, bro.
It's moving here, bro. It really is.
It's a vibe.
Y'all, like it,
did
huh?
y'all add these stickers or it came
like this.
And you don't need
because you see the ones we got to fucking cover.
Yeah.
Oh, it was some craze?
Yeah.
But you don't need nothing like fancy, though.
You can.
It's rugged. This is like the bus.
Yeah.
It's the boys. Like, I like that.
You know, hey, you guys are on the squad now.
Yeah.
We're doing this. We're creating a team bus and vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, you guys come on. You're now on the all bussing team.
Okay.
You're on the roster.
Oh, man.
So everybody we've had on, right, like Quentin Nelson, like we kind of did it a little bit last year where you saw the graphic we made, the all bussing team, like both these guys into the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
We're going to continue that kind of theme and get guys like that so we can pub them.
Yeah. That's dope. That's
in
dope.
Like November, December, like when it comes to crunch time and our brand continues to build.
Yeah.
And fucking pub the boys.
Yeah.
Same. Oh, hell yeah.
Because you know how it is. You only want to self-suck so much.
Pause.
No pause. I'll explain that. You only want to self-promote on social media so much.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
And you feel kind of weird when you do it, especially in season and you're around the fellas all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'll post something, I'll come around you, hey comp, I saw you kind of trying to get votes out there. It's like, fuck, you know how it is, man.
Hey, you know what I love that you do, bro? Like, when a Pro Bowl thing comes around, you put your face on somebody else's body.
Man, I remember when they did John New and Sip.
I did another John New one just a couple weeks ago. Quarantine body.
Bro, John
New. Oh, yeah, John New. Bro, John New, like, John New be going crazy.
Man.
Well, you'll see it.
It's genetics getting that big, bro.
It's that middle.
It's huge.
Oh, wait, go ahead. There you go. Yeah. Come on. Will, you got yoked up. Will got yoked up, man.
Look at this facial expression like, I'm really,
Oh, I took that selfie and everything.
That's how bodybuilders be, you know, when they be rubbing that.
Anyway, that is what we're doing. We're also doing this because by the time this one drops, you'll probably already gotten the fucking care package.
Good.
So I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
But we're making these care packages. You know how guys, when they get in the locker room or in training camp, their agency send them packages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Care package for like whatever food or stuff to be like, hey, good luck on the year type of shit.
Yeah.
So going off of that, I'm thinking, okay, everybody who's been on the bus, so this is you guys now, team bussing. We want to treat, if we're seen as the groom, we want to treat the guys who have come on the bus like groomsmen. So getting them a gift for being your groomsmen, making it like a fraternity,
yeah,
like a club.
That's dope.
And so making a box to where we ship you a box, nice packaging. It's sitting at your locker to where guys are like, yo, what the fuck's that? Oh, everybody already knows what Bustin' with the Boy is on the Titans. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Comp sent. If anything, it's probably going to hurt me because the guys are like, oh, Comp sent you that, but not me type of thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can already see it.
About that.
And you're going to open the package. You're going to have every piece of merch you need from what we have in our store. Something tailored to you guys.
Okay.
Mm. The hats, all the shit that we have.
Okay.
Some slides, because guys, you know everybody does slides in the showers. No, everybody gets a pair, but it's going to say on one slide, the, on another one, boys.
Yeah.
So we're having the shower. So, and then outside of our merch, it's going to be like small things for training camp. So baby powder, throwing it in like for chasing.
You don't know, if you don't know about camp, you
the toe socks, compression socks that go like up to your knees that we wear around the facility because you're in the facility watching film all day.
Yep.
So stuff for recovery. I don't know, cocoa butter or something.
Okay.
Or you use coconut oil.
You use coconut oil. Feet, man. You need it for the feet, bro.
Relax. You gotta play.
You need it for your feet.
You gotta
bro.
Play to the customer. You gotta play to the fellas.
Hey, he said cocoa butter out of all the lotions.
Relax. It is what it is. When you come in the locker room, you learn that type of stuff. I learned that. I need to be using cocoa butter, coconut oil from Rashawn. Rashawn in there with his organic grade coconut oil.
You know.
That I cook with, and Rashawn's putting it all over his body. I'm like, hey, what's the deal? He teaches me. I'm like, oh, I need to do this. Shit.
Oh man.
We laugh at it like it is a joke too, haha. But now I'm fucking at the house and I've used coconut oil on my body before. You know what I'm saying? For the skin. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like it's funny, but also for real.
Yeah. He's gonna be putting shea butter in his hair next
time.
Oh
man. Right. I gotta see it.
What else was there? But stuff like that, stuff for like camp.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
you gotta throw in some snacks in there.
That's what I'm saying. That's the opportunity. That's the opportunity where you pitch the sponsors, hey, here's what we're doing for all the guys, the Jayon Browns, the Rashawn Evans, the fucking Quentin Nelsons, David Bakhtiaris, the Taylor Lewans, all whoever we've had on.
Yeah.
They're gonna be in all these locker rooms, Jalen Ramsey. Here's the guys is going to, and everybody will wanna like throw in their snack, some healthy snack for the fellas. Yeah.
That's dope.
So you throw that in and then maybe like a gag gift. Like you know how they say camp eyes.
So anybody
can go from a 4 to a 10 after being around the fellas 24/7.
Absolutely.
But throwing in like a gag gift, like, you know, like a fleshlight or something. But how funny would that be?
That would be hilarious. It'd be hilarious.
I think that's thinking out of the box.
That's what I'm saying. And then a nice well-written letter that's for the boys, like to the boy from the boys.
You don't handwrite personally to everybody?
Probably. I'm thinking about that. It might be the same message, so it might be a copy and paste thing, but we're all going to sign. Like, obviously, it's going to be something articulate to the fellas. Appreciating everything. Uh-huh. Making it seem more like you're not just somebody we have on the pod and that's it.
You're special.
Yeah, because we've special. Always we been about for it. The boys. Like, showing a way to be for the boys.
Right.
And then from there, you guys probably see the box and you probably take a picture and shout it out like, hey, appreciate it.
Oh, you know, we're going to show love, no free shout outs
or some bullshit, but a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, appreciate y'all, blah, blah, blah. Then throughout the year, this is me thinking, you get somebody blogging and we can cut this out too. Whatever you think we don't need to share to keep it behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But business mind thinking out loud when, you know, the boy, you get going at night. You have a blogger that you bring on, a blogger that has more of a little journalistic eye, and say you have a big week.
Mm.
Since you've been on the bus, you're on the roster. We grab highlights of what Rashawn did the past week. We make a content piece for Rashawn that's theme Bustin' with the Boys.
Yeah.
And we write for you to pub you and pump you up. And then we like give that video to you if it's a highlight film, because guys love sharing highlights.
Hell yeah.
But not everybody's going to go out of the way to make their own highlight. And again, self-promote, like, I made this.
Yeah.
But if we give it to you, be like, oh, sick, the boys made this. Like, I can show this because I didn't do it. The boys did it.
Fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
So then each week, like, if you have a big game, we highlight you. The boy of the week.
Yeah.
The boy of the week.
Yeah.
Boy of the week.
Like, the boy of the week being for the boy this week. And it's going to be Jayon Brown.
Yeah.
Highlights, you know, if there's something out there, whether it's article related, that we need to control, like help controlling narrative for athletes and promoting the boys.
Fact.
And then when it comes to, then when you guys, you kind of get the players like, oh, I'm part of this type of thing.
Yeah.
Guys like, oh, how do I get on the pod? You got people that want to come on the pod. They kind of know about us more. Fans probably know about us more. And then when it comes November, December, when we're kind of already on board with you guys, then we're pushing the Pro Bowl stuff. Then it becomes more like these motherfuckers are like, showing love to the boys. They're for the fucking boys.
For the boys.
And now, then in the off season, you do other stuff. You guys come on again. Like, you just create this fraternity exclusive vibe of like, this is what it looks like of being part of the boys.
You got a creative mind.
Hell yeah. Like, how do you think this shit manifested? Like, I could have never imagined like putting a bus inside of
that's crazy, Taylor,
bro.
This is Taylor. And then I'd say business stuff. Like, I don't know. I have a million fucking ideas. I run by Alex all the goddamn time. Alex will help me put ideas together. Alex is actually the care package idea. Alex thought about the care package idea. Matter of fact, I think he's
run a blow about
it. Alex had the idea of the merchandise and photo, I believe, too. Like, maybe even a photo of you guys. Like, of you either being on the bus or something that's bus-centric to where it's like, it'd be cool to have that photo of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the gag gifts and everything else, I kind of built off Alex's idea. So me, everything I think of, it goes off something else. Like, I don't just think of something. Like, I think, okay, if we're going to promote all busing, we stumbled upon that last year. And I was like, hey, put this graphic together. Like, this is going to be our roster. Because low-key, we had you on. We had Quentin Nelson, who's a fucking monster. Kyle Vannoy, who's a monster. Mm-hmm. Taylor Lewan, like the fucking
dog.
Exactly.
The dog.
Like, you had all these guys that was like, you know, Delaney Walker. Mm-hmm. Like, you had all these names that
Kittle,
Kevin Byard. Kittle was until this year, so he'll be on the next one. You guys are already on it.
Okay.
But we had all these guys. It's like, yo, we legit, like, we can say, hey, vote for these guys, and it's not like we're trying to be biased. Like, we legit had Pro Bowl guys on our fucking bus.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of building off that. Then going to next year, in this year, it's like, okay, if I'm going to promote the guys at the end of the year, how do I get them on board besides being like a one trick pony? Like, we're using their name and likeness. How do I actually make them feel like we're being for the boys? And then when he had the care package idea, I was like, oh, that's a fucking awesome idea. And then thinking of the other gifts and ways to, like, okay, guys like when people write about them or give them content, because people love seeing highlights of themselves, but again, they don't want to self-promote all the
time. No.
Better when somebody gives you something like, Thanks. Yo, shout out so-and-so for making this graphic Thanks. Of me or Thanks. For making this video of me, and it gives you a way to promote it through your page.
Thanks.
So that's where it all comes in. And then, you know, a little devil's lettuce at nighttime gets the brain going.
Man, look, you're going
to... You know what I'm saying? You can laugh at that, Alex. hit the pen a little bit. We edit that out.
Man, no, this is dope.
How you choose what to edit and what to keep?
That's what's so crazy. I'm trying to figure out how do you edit it.
How do you make it run? And this is a good teaching moment for them, too. I mean, they don't need to be taught because they already know. But they listen to the episode, and it's their job to protect us. Taylor's a face of a franchise. Me, I'm more of the don't give a fuck line anymore. Because it's like, you guys knew me last year. Like, if I wasn't going to play another snap, I knew, like, I'm already trying to do other shit to where, okay, if it doesn't happen, I get it, whatever.
Yeah.
But then I played, and now this year I'm kind of in the same spot to where, like, if I play this year, fucking awesome. If I don't, like, I'm starting to build something to where I'm a little more outspoken. Then, like, Taylor, who's the face of a franchise, he's outspoken, but also he's got to be careful. Like, this won't be played in because they'll edit it out, because we're not sitting here trying to explain, like, when we don't say stuff or we edit too much stuff, blah, 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 blah. But it's, like, their job to watch it, and they're not trying to catch us in anything. So they're watching it from an eye or perspective of, okay, this might not be the right thing for the boys to say, even if they might think this is funny. Like, they might go back and listen to this and listen to some of the bits that we just did and be like, okay, we should probably cut some of that out there, because you got to assume that Vrabel and people in your guys' facility are watching. Mm-hmm. Because anytime, like, we had Frank Ragnow on, who's a Detroit Lion. All the Detroit Lion media is going to watch that episode because it's their job to cover their players.
Yeah.
So whether or not they fuck with Bustin' with the Boys or not, they're going to watch it. Like, Paul Kaharski, he's going to watch it and watch stuff when we have Titans on. He's going to watch this one or cover this one because they have to, because their job is to cover Titans. They're in the stance of, like, we're in their world now, and we get all these sound bites from you guys.
Yeah.
We get more from you guys because we have more of a personal relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like they have more better stuff to grab. So we have to watch their stuff and listen because they have some shit that we can spin. That's why it comes back to controlling the narrative. So it's their job to look at stuff and be like, okay, we don't want this to be taken out of context to give somebody else something else. That's why we tell everybody, if you're driving home and thinking something, that's why I was busting your balls at the beginning. It's like, yo, be yourself. If there's ever anything, we tell everybody this, if there's ever anything you don't like, we cut it out, because that's how we are in turn being for the boys.
By
being on the bus, having whiskey here, feeling like you can rap and say whatever, because the fellas are going to go back and watch it with an eye of, like, we're going to protect we're going to protect the boys because we're for the boys.
And at the same time, there's a lot of times too, not a lot of times, but there's a often occurrence where like it'll be football stuff that's like playbook stuff or whatever, like you were talking earlier about terminology. We'll see that and be like, we can't
do that.
I have no idea what can or cannot be said from the playbook side. So we'll toss like examples of that to them and be like, what do you guys think? Is this green light or red light?
Wow, that's smart, man. That's smart.
So that's how we do everything. That's
why. What about the other podcast, the Barstools? I've seen that. Like,
they part of Barstool.
We are partnered with Barstool.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You can see that.
Yeah. We can. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So going in the end of the year last year is when we started. They reached out. We started negotiating with them and stuff, and then we partnered with them the weekend of the Super Bowl. So that's when they started shouting us out and everything. That's why it kind of sucks almost that you partner on the week of the Super Bowl, because it's not out there as much because Super Bowl is the theme of the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're with Barstool.
Man.
He's like, damn,
y'all going places, man. Y'all definitely going places for a fact.
He's like, what about the Barstools? Like, hey, we're kind of.
Yo, rap might be on Barstool. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you want some flavor.
But it's so crazy, though. Even from some of the stuff I've said on there, you probably can find it in an interview somewhere out there that I've already said that.
Oh, really?
Really.
But see, this one, so the play is like, we do this audio and stuff, and then we would give it to Barstool to find content that they might like that they'll pub that week.
You know what I'm saying?
And then eventually, like, when we get closer to your guys' episode, we're going to have somebody where you guys get on, like, a Zoom or something and do, like, a lightning round, 5-minute lightning round.
Yeah.
To where your audio drops Monday, the video drops Tuesday. There's a blog about you on Wednesday, and then there's video content about you on Thursday to keep it about like being for, you know, the boys of that week.
Yeah.
To where you guys will have kind of a theme all week long where we're promoting you
guys. That's dope.
Should be fire.
I'm like, fucking damn.
Just think about it. Like, when season hit, we eating.
Yeah.
They'll play the clip of us saying we're the best duo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit like
that's crazy.
And then when it's happening, y'all fucking heard it here first.
Man, these other podcasts, they better get on, they better get their shit together.
No, they don't. This is where we stand out. This is where This is where we're not. I heard this quote the other day too. I told somebody that, but you don't have to be the best, but we're the only.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're the fucking only one out there doing it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But that's our way to like constantly kind of promote everybody and be for the boys, because you guys will get in season and obviously you won't do it yourself, but if we do it, y'all will retweet because it's not coming from your mouth.
Talk
you like that?
Y'all gotta
make Brave spot.
What time is it right now?
4:45.
I don't know. I might make an entrance. You might have to make an entrance.
Is it defense over? Because I know you had offense over last night.
Offense, for some reason, offense was at six and ours at five.
Brave's so funny. He was like,
he wants y'all for an extra hour. He likes defense more, maybe.
Of course he loves
defense. You know he loves defense. Brave was like, make sure you ride in the lift.
I gotta drop my car off.
How'd you get here?
Shit, I drove, but I'm gonna go to my crib and catch a lift.
You wearing the same shit?
I'm going to wear this.
Just come to my crib.
Well, I'm going to wear this with you.
Right over there. Nigel at my crib too, so you might as well.
Is Nigel staying at your spot?
Yeah.
He just came from Tampa. I got a new spot. I got a new spot, by the way.
Really? Where?
Yeah. Down the street from here.
Yes.
Oh, so you're new spot.
The headquarters.
So are you close to me now?
Yeah, you're like a 5-minute drive.
I need my massage table back.
It's in my garage, actually. I've been using it.
I know it's at your house. I'm saying I need my massage table back.
He took my massage table.
I thought he forgot about it.
Hey, he took my massage table in August.
I took it right before the beginning of the season. I went.
Hasn't given it back.
Yeah.
Oh well.
You're lucky you brought
your mohair again, because you probably weren't going to get it back.
I think I dropped it off and I didn't have to pick it back up a second time, and I just kept it.
Like I said, I need it.
After a while, is it something yours? Like, is it something yours? Like,
hey, come. Like, can I use your massage table?
What you been using, bro? What you been using?
What's
at
a
this
while?
One? Like, it's been over a year. Like, that's mine.
It's not been over a year.
Technically, it's yours.
It's mine now.
Well, COVID, we weren't able to be around each other, because I wanted it a few months ago, but, you know, social distancing.
Social distancing, man.
Have we covered everything?
Yeah, man.
Any good questions that we have? I saw one on there. Who's the hardest hitter on the Titans? It's Rashawn Evans. I'll go ahead and answer that.
Yep.
Who's the hardest player to tackle in the NFL?
Ooh.
That like in our career,
yeah,
in the NFL, AP.
Hell yeah, he hard as a tackle, bro.
That's dude, solid. I never got to like play,
dude. Solid,
like tackle him.
AP put up there the way you just. He just
see how he used to run back in like when he was at Vikings and when he was over there for Oklahoma, like he literally still runs the same.
You run the same
like
bro.
How do you still run?
What's another one? Any other ones that are relevant?
Like you see how he can wear people out. Like,
favorite career play? Sure. I think we talked about both those.
About that one.
Toughest QB.
In the league to defend and why? To defend?
To defend.
Yeah, I think.
Well, it depends. I mean, like, you got dual threats and you got pocket passers. Yeah. Everybody know, like, playing Brady, you got to be in your A game and then playing Deshaun Watson.
That's what I'm saying. You got Deshaun Watson, fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my goodness.
Lamar Jackson.
And it gets worse.
Is Jayon keeping the same mindset going into 2020? Rashawn right now, someone photoshopped a cigarette in his mouth. It says Giants, Jets, Knicks, Yankees. I don't give a damn. Times by 17.
So you don't have him on this? So I think we played the Giants.
Won it? Yeah.
I think we played the Giants, bro. They gave me like the phone like after the game and I was like, yeah.
Was this a game where we shut them out?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, we just got done beating the Jets.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And they spun it to Giants. It doesn't matter.
We beat them both in the same.
It don't matter. You keeping the same mindset going into 2020?
Same mindset?
Yeah.
On like what?
That, I guess.
Titans by 17.
Then once you say yes, of course. Of course. I'll do it for Jayon. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You know what, man?
Anything else?
That's it.
Man. That's it. Hey, I appreciate y'all for coming on.
Man.
Man, appreciate it. Bro. For real.
Hey, she was fun, right?
As soon as you told me that I could come on here, I was like, yeah. I was looking forward to this. I was looking forward to this, bro.
Good, man.
I was looking forward to this.
You never know, like, Taylor and I'll talk about, but who on the Titans wants to come on? Me in my head, like, in my head, I think, I know everybody wants to come on.
Everybody wants to come on. Don't ever get into it. Everybody wants to come on.
Say no.
Like, yeah.
Right.
After they see us, it's gonna be some guys in their feelings. Like, right.
It's like almost like another mindset is like you don't want to feel like you're. Hey, I got something cool going on, and you might think the other guy doesn't want to help, doesn't want to support what you got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know, you might not want to ask to be like a burden or, but hey, come do our thing for us.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So
I feel like it's more of a, like, come hang with the homies.
That's what it was.
That's exactly how I was looking at it. Yeah.
Like AJ Brown came on the other day and I'm like, we're going to have to get more guys on. Cause we had like, I didn't even know AJ before then, but if I'm having AJ on, who was a rookie before some of my other guys that I've been in the locker room with, like, I'm going to catch hell for like, yo, why haven't I got to come on yet?
Yeah.
So I appreciate y'all coming on. I knew this shit would be fun as hell.
Nah, it was dope. It was dope.
This is lit.
I was ready to come back.
This is lit.
Yeah.
It's been fun always.
This is lit.
Just next time, y'all better blast this fucking AC.
We only got that fucking one. And that was fucking Zach's idea, I think.
Well,
Zach.
Taylor got $1 billion. Fix this shit.
Taylor did say, yo, let's just really buy another one.
Yeah, yeah, if you wanted to.
I bet it is time to get, you know, that stipend that I need to spend some money. I was just looking.
Like, yeah, Taylor could definitely do it for a fact.
Hey, do y'all got like any like song like when y'all go out, you know, like on the episode, you know, like when the show's over?
Oh, y'all don't have an intro song? You're talking about like a For the Boys thing?
No, we haven't. We haven't in a while, have we?
We've been using Madam D's. We've been using.
Can you play it?
Dixon recently.
What does it sound like?
It's pretty solid. Madam D's is solid. It's more the rugged music. What would you like to hear?
Let me. I gotta evaluate this first.
Yeah. It gotta be so unique, like you know it's
here,
the boys.
I can
you
play
know
it.
It's the boys.
Yeah,
I can play it, Alex. I got it on here.
Yeah, the audio's broken today. Sorry,
Madam D's.
Madam D's.
Madam D's.
Sound like a joke.
Tell how it starts.
Oh, I heard this.
I heard this.
Okay.
Isn't this the intro, though?
Yeah.
Do we have outro?
This place. It's this again.
We're going to put Rashawn for the outro.
Yeah, put me on the outro. I'll twist it up.
What do you want now? What'd you say?
Rashawn for the outro.
I'll twist it up, man.
Do you make beats?
I actually don't, but I actually, my best friend.
You actually don't, but you actually do?
No, I actually don't, but my best friend does. He makes some hard ass beats.
If you guys gave us a beat to go with Bustin', like, I don't see why.
Yeah. He could create it specifically however you want to do it. If you would like the more of the country sound, if you like the trap
it's
sound,
enough country,
more
it's like enough country now. Yeah, right. It's enough country now.
So you wanted like a little different.
You know, the music, yeah, music city, I'm like, baby.
He could do it. He could definitely do it.
Or just get a cool like ad lib. You need little ad libs.
Yeah.
Like you know.
What's a tag y'all normally use?
Bussing
for the boys.
For the boys.
Boys.
Boys. Yo, that should be a fucking ad lib right there.
What? We should just give them Madam D's and let them ad lib over it.
Ad lib over the whole over the country.
Zach, do you just sit back there like, fuck, I hope they cut this off because I'm just having to do so much more editing.
No, it's fine.
Keep this as an ad lib. I'm gonna record this and keep this out. I feel like this should need to be on it. You ready?
The boys.
Boys. No, hold on.
The boy. Jayon is one of the takeoff voices and people with the boys movement. Because Taylor and I would yell it in the cold tub all the time, and then Jayon would come in, or you'd come in and Jayon would be in the hot tub and cold tub too, and he would just start yelling, "The boys!" like with us. And then that's kind of when it started.
It started like that.
I remember when you and Taylor first started doing this shit, and I'll be in like the hot tub getting ready for practice, and you'll say, "The boy," and I don't say shit. You'd be like, "What the fuck?" What the fuck?
Yeah, you come in like,
"The boys!"
No,
I
come
way.
In, you kind of like get in the hot tub like, "Hey guys, I know we're all in here now, and I'm glad. But why in the fuck did you not yell the boy back?"
It's like, "I love you, say it back."
Yeah. Like, "Hey guys, now that I got in here and we're all here, I just want to ask, like, what's with the energy today?"
Yeah.
Are you part of the crew?
Yeah.
What's going
on? Like, "Hey, I know it's Thursday and we got to put pads on right now, but let's get the energy."
Come on now.
Bro, them pad days. Oh my Crazy. Goodness.
Y'all got to go, man. Y'all got to go.
Man, we could be on here all day.
Yeah, for real.
Literally. Good show. Good shit, man.
Boy.
Guys, gals, people of all ages, appreciate you so much for tuning in to another episode of Bustin' with the Boys. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever platform you're on. We're on there. We have a YouTube channel, Bustin' with the Boys. We would love if you subscribe there as well. If you are subscribed and you want to be more for the boys, unsubscribe and resubscribe again. It sounds funny and stupid and kind of obnoxious, but all of your subscriptions and resubscribing and stuff, it helps in these little algorithm games for climbing charts. Because again, we are very organic. You guys, where we're at is because of you guys. So we like to keep it fucking organic and just from us, dude. Us versus the world. But we really do. We really appreciate your guys' support. A few of you had questions about merchandise. You can go. Our merchandise store is on barstoolsports.com. Go over to shop, and we are under the brand Bustin' with the Boys. You can find all of our gear there. We restock constantly now. If you guys have any ideas, shout us out. If you guys buy the gear, shout us out. We really do love when you guys talk back to us, add us, mention us, put us on your stories, tag us, all that fun stuff. We like grabbing that stuff and putting it on our YouTube episodes. And again, we just love it, man. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. Keep being for the fucking boys. Keep being a wolf. The biggest of hugs and the tiniest of kisses. We love you. We appreciate you. Tune in next week for another episode of Bustin' with the Boys.